You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Do you know what I use to record these podcasts? It's Anchor by Spotify. It's the easiest way to make a podcast with everything you need all in one place. Let me explain. Anchor has tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer. It's all really, really easy. It's all really intuitive. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's everything you need to make a podcast. Good afternoon. Welcome to Inside Indiana Sports. Now with Kent Sterling. It's Monday, August 30th, 2021. We're brought to you by the great people at Today's Dentistry. Dr. Mike O'Neill, the best in the business. If you care about your dental health, if you care about your teeth, your gums, your tongue, everything in your mouth, by God, you want to trust Dr. Mike O'Neill with all of that stuff and the maintenance of it. Call him. And if you can't call him, go to a dentist twice a year. Do yourself that favor. Even if you can't go to the great Dr. Mike, go to a dentist twice a year. 317-849-2933. Let's talk about sports, and let's talk about what we heard today, and that is that Dez Patman finished second in the NFL's preseason in yards receiving with 173. Everybody isn't talking about that. Maybe they're talking about the Indianapolis Colts. This is so lame. The Indianapolis Colts leading the NFL in two-point conversions with two in the preseason, the three preseason games. No, they're not talking about that. No, they're not. They're talking about Carson Wentz. We are. Carson Wentz, Ryan Kelly, and Zach Pascal going on the reserve COVID-19 list, which means we don't know. It could mean a lot of things, depending on whether any or all of the three are vaccinated. Depending on whether any or all of the three tested positive for COVID, and how many of the three were contact tracing victims in this thing and are going on the COVID list. If you're contact traced, all you have to do, I think, is test negative twice in 48 hours, and your run on the COVID list goes 5 days, like Quentin Nelson. He has been pulled from the COVID list. He was at practice today. That's a good thing. His 5 days are up. We don't know, and we won't know because of HIPAA rules, whether Wentz, whether Kelly, whether Pascal tested positive, and what the duration of their stay on the COVID list is going to be. What we do know is that there are 13 days until the opener against the Seattle Seahawks, and if one or all of these guys, or any number of them, can't play on September 12th against the Seahawks, that is going to put the Colts at a disadvantage. Each of these three guys is really, really important to the Colts and whether they can compete successfully against a team as good as the Seattle Seahawks. If Wentz isn't there, you're talking about Jacob Eason as the starting quarterback, and we have no earthly idea what that's going to look like starting against an NFL team in the regular season. We don't know what in the world Jacob Eason is going to bring to bear in a contest like that. Ryan Kelly as the center, the guy who calls out the signals on that offensive line, if he can't go in the opener, that is a big problem. That's why they paid Ryan Kelly the big money as they extended his contract. Zach Pascal is a guy capable of leading this team in receptions. He is really, really important. He's a great safety blanket, security blanket for Carson Wentz or whoever's playing quarterback. If these guys can't go or any of them can't go, on that opening Sunday, and the Colts wind up losing a close game, particularly if this is Wentz, because the fallback, you know, the chasm between Wentz and Eason is so enormous. Is that going to cause tumult in that locker room? That's a great question. The Colts, so far, they really haven't had to deal with it, right? They haven't been torn asunder because of COVID at this point. But if they lose games because somebody didn't get vaccinated while most of the rest of the guys did, that's going to become a problem in that locker room, and it's human nature that it would. I'm not a sociologist, but if you get into another man's pocket, if you take away wins and get into his pocket potentially with the loss of a playoff share, there are going to be hurt feelings, and that those hurt feelings are not going to go away. That's what's at stake here. 75% of the Colts are right around there, have been vaccinated. That's roughly 60 of the 80 guys currently on the roster. That's according to Frank Reich last week. The NFL has said that 93% of their players have overall been vaccinated. So the Colts are in arrears 18%. 200 NFL players, roughly, have not been vaccinated. 20 Indianapolis Colts have not been vaccinated. The Colts make up 10% of the unvaccinated player population in the NFL. I don't know why that is. And I try not to get involved in the discussion between vaccination and not, because it is a very polarizing deal. If you got people who are not interested in being vaccinated at all, you want to pick that scab and open yourself up to hours of ideological conversation about a lack of trust and the government's overstepping its bounds in terms of our personal liberties, or vice versa. You want to talk to somebody who's pro-vaccination and sees those who are not pro-vaccinated or have not been vaccinated as being a part of the reason that this scourge continues societally. Ay, ay, ay. There's no winner in this thing. Not at all. Nobody wins. We just wind up yelling at each other. So, in full disclosure, I got vaccinated. Why did I get vaccinated? Because I'm tired of this. I want this to go away. And there are really three reasons. Number one, why I got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. One, I'm not terribly proud of, but I don't think it's a bad thing. The first is that I want life to go back to normal. The second is, if I'm more likely to give COVID to somebody being unvaccinated, if I'm more likely to get it and then transmit it, I don't want to be accountable for that. I don't want to be responsible for somebody else's misery and or death. All right? People I love, people I even like, I want to be a force for good in their lives. And that means, I think, first and foremost, not putting their health at risk. So I'm willing to get the vaccine, no matter what the side effects are, all right? And according to epidemiologists, and I'm not one, so I trust epidemiologists. I trust the doctors who've gone to school forever and have studied viruses for their entire lives. They've made it their life's work. I'm going to say, no, I don't believe any of you, and I just believe me, because I got a feeling. Look, if I have one laudable quality, and it might be the only one, I know what I don't know. I've always been keenly aware of what I didn't know. My father was very good at ingraining in me what I don't know, and really to him, it was virtually everything. But what I don't know is way up here, and what I do know, especially about COVID-19 and viruses in general, way down here. So when I hear somebody who's spent a lifetime studying it tell me stuff, I try to listen and I try to follow their guidance. I don't look for holes in the argument so I can say, oh, you don't know everything, so I must know everything. I don't care about being righter or being rightest. I'm not that bright. I don't get to be rightest. Maybe I'm smart enough to know that being rightest really doesn't make any damn difference. That's not something we should aspire to. Winning an argument is not something to aspire to. Not having an argument. Now there's a laudable goal. All right. The third reason I got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is that I only had to get one shot. So I didn't have to drive all the way over here. I went to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. They gave me the needle once, and boom, I got the card saying I'm vaccinated. Nice. Good. That made me feel good. Makes me feel good about being a part of a society that cares enough about each other to go get vaccinated. Fit made me feel good that I only had to go once and get it once. Now, I felt crappy for about 2 days. That's no big deal. Why a member of the Indianapolis Colts, when so much is on the line, and the NFL has come out with protocols that really bring down the hammer on those who have not been vaccinated, and you don't get vaccinated? I don't know why that would be. I don't know what you think you gain from not getting vaccinated, given your professional status, given the fact that in Carson Wentz's example, he makes about $1.5 million a game. You know what I mean? I don't know whether he's not vaccinated, by the way. He gave us reason to believe he wasn't vaccinated at the beginning of camp. That's valid, because the rules were a little bit different then. When you dealt with the media, you had to wear a mask. At the beginning, that rule has changed. So we don't know whether Carson Wentz has chosen not to be vaccinated. We don't know that about Ryan Kelly. We don't know that about Zach Pascal. We just don't know. So let's not even speculate. But let's take Carson Wentz as a financial example. Okay? $1.5 million per game. That's about the nut that Jim Irsay has to endure, I guess, in order to employ Carson Wentz. And he's not willing, as the leader of this team and the most necessary guy on this roster, to put himself in a position where he's much more likely to play, saying if he's unvaccinated, I just don't get it. I don't understand how you do that to your teammates, no matter who you are as a member of that roster, as part of that roster, whether Wentz is or isn't, Kelly is or isn't, Pascal is or isn't, Eric Fisher, whomever, any of the guys. We know that there are about 20 guys on that roster who aren't. So to those 20 guys, why? I just don't get it. Putting that team in a position where they are more likely to lose and putting yourself in a position where that team's going to look at you and is going to say, hey, this person didn't get vaccinated, and they're right. Do we want to keep this guy or that guy? You know? Do you want to be employed or do you not want to be employed? At some point, we all have to answer that, right? I mean, we get to determine whether we get vaccinated or not, but we don't get to determine what our company's policy is in terms of vaccination. Some companies are mandating it. Some governments around the world are mandating it. The militaries are mandating it in some places. It's my personal liberty to make the choice. It's also the liberty of the company for whom I work to make their choice as well. And that goes for the Indianapolis Colts. I just don't get it, and I don't know why. I don't understand the disconnect. But I'm glad that on the YouTube channel, had this conversation a few minutes ago, there was some push-me-pull-you, man. There was some serious tug-of-war going on, and tempers got inflamed. I just want to have normal conversations with people that I respect and people that I like. And that COVID gets in the way of that, that's up to us too, right? So let's not have that happen. Let's not turn against each other as a result of COVID-19 or any of the, you know, kind of the branches from the COVID-19 tree that are sort of poisoning our society with our complicity. Let's not do that. And let's not have the Colts locker room fall to hell because some guys are getting vaccinated and some guys aren't. Some teams 100% vaccination, not the Colts. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning. It's what we do. And tomorrow's cut day. So I was going to do my 53-man roster today. Tomorrow, 53-man roster in the morning. I'll tell you who's going to be kept, who's not going to be kept. a lot, I guess, will be determined by the COVID list. So, and IR, Sam Tevy's gone on IR, getting his ACL and MCL repaired. So, none of these are easy conversations, right? Because we tend to go dead red. We think that we're righter than everyone else. We're not.